Brookings becomes a nuclear sub. The little pombat cross between wombat and possum still wants to hear new stories about Tritium, the nuclear ex-mascot of Japan, and his adventures in the incandescent ocean, full of teeth and dangers. I tell the best stories. He focuses on me with a concentration special to the young and cuddlesome. I tell him that the atom in his Trinity headgear has learned to ride a submarine, the unrealized one ordered recently by Australia from either the US or Britain, but not the French one, which never existed either, but was going to render itself non-nuclear as diesel was the first order. I explain that diesel is quieter, stealthier, but that the new nuclear subs are meant to last longer and travel farther if you want to attack China. Brookings doesn't want to attack anyone, but was never given to stealth or discretion, especially when he plays. I tell him Tritium Kun, little Mr. Tritium, is riding a sub like a stallion, chased by sharks and stingrays through a barrier of twinkling coral reefs. Brookings becomes a submarine, definitely not Collins-class diesel, but a noise machine, roaring and squeaking through the bush and flowers. Later, he snoozes at my knee, since the storyteller must be the one to whom you return with your own new versions of the legend. It's exhaustion.